Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington, D.C., crime capital of the world, and also the headquarters of American Free Press, the weekly newspaper from Washington right here. It's the 21st of December, and I can hardly believe it. We're creeping up on Christmas. Christmas is upon us. There's no creep involved anymore here. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say there's no creep involved here anymore because there are a lot of creeps here in Washington, D.C., that's for sure. In any case, only a couple more days to Christmas, and I know a lot of people are going to be busy the next few days, but I appreciate the fact that you're even listening to this program right now because I know how it is with all these last-minute things that you have to do before the big day. And that big day, of course, that day we call Christmas is so central to our Western traditions and really to good old-fashioned American traditions, despite the fact that so many people want to kill Christmas, just like they killed Jesus Christ. And you know, it's funny, it's the very same people. Just a little editorial comment there, folks. Don't want to be too rough and nasty here during this Christmas season. Of course, good news is that David Irving is indeed out of jail for Christmas. And the last word, I understand he is, in fact, on his way home to London. Guess there was a little bit of a delay in his actual physical departure from Austria, where he's been held in jail for the last year. Apparently had to do with a simple thing called fog at the airport. But in any case, David Irving has been released and is on his way home to England. Thank God for that. We do have something to be thankful for here on this Christmas season for the year 2006. We don't know what lies ahead in the year that's coming upon us, but we do know that there is a man in the White House named George W. Bush who is not satisfied with all the death and destruction he brought upon the people of Iraq. Now he wants to do it to the people of Iran. And you know, he doesn't seem to have been fazed by what's happened in Iraq. No, he wants a repeat. He wants a replay. He's just a pretty awful guy, folks, when it comes right down to it. And we have nothing to be thankful for with George Bush in the White House. Michelle DeFord, whose son, Army Sergeant David Johnson, was killed in Iraq, has said in a statement that was released by Gold Star Family Speak Out, she says, "I know that my son's life was wasted, thrown away like it was nothing. What we need to do is bring the rest of our sons and daughters home now." That wasn't some anti-American radical, some Muslim troublemaker saying that. No, it was Michelle DeFord. Her son died in the U.S. Army in Iraq. He says, "I know my son's life was wasted, thrown away like it was nothing. What we need to do is bring the rest of our sons and daughters home now." That is what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. My God, I hope when they come home, they march right down Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House, take command of that building, and take all the war criminals out. Take them out, put them on trial, and if those war criminals are found guilty, then they should be punished. Stay tuned for more when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com. at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Back to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. I was down at the American Free Press office today, and several of us on the staff sat back and listened to my broadcast of last night. They were particularly interested to hear my comments about this trio of troublemakers, Berlin, Huffschmidt, and Setter. Setter, who goes by the name Smith, doesn't have the guts to use his own name on the radio. But in any case, the staff there at American Free Press have been obviously very, very angry and amused, perhaps, in both respects about some of the crazy nonsense that emanates from that troublesome trio that operate off a website here on the Internet. And, We're thinking about having a Christopher Berlin roundtable on this program one evening, and let some of the other staff members from American Free Press come aboard and just bring you some of the bizarre tales, things that I really didn't even know were happening with Mr. Berlin's behavior over the past year. I'm always out of the loop, ladies and gentlemen. That's funny. You know, I don't work out of the American Free Press office, and consequently, I don't a lot of times really know what is going on at American Free Press simply because I'm not there on a 9-to-5 basis, which is kind of funny because, Mr. Berlin, of course, himself knows this, and he tries to portray me as some secret power behind the scenes there, and I don't even work in that office. I work from home, so that kind of puts me at a disadvantage of being a secret power behind the throne when I'm not even in the office. But, of course, Boleyn is just a liar. We've seen that. We know how the man lies. He's really got something wrong with him, and I always said this at Liberty Lobby, and now I say it at American Free Press, poor old Mike Piper is always the last to know. But, I mean, you got to figure, ladies and gentlemen, anyone who puts pictures of his own wife in skin-tight black leather bathing suits on the Internet, pictures of his wife in skin-tight black leather holding a machine gun, you know there's something not right there. I mean, and we're talking softcore pornography, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're talking Weirdo City. But in any case, we were listening to that broadcast last night. And I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, I admire your patience for having to listen to me at all because, you know, I cannot stand the sound of my own voice. And I don't know how anyone can stand to listen to me. But for some reason, you do, and I appreciate that because I get a lot of nice calls and letters from listeners, and I'm a little bit behind on my email right now. So if you sent me an email and I haven't gotten back to you, do forgive me. I eventually get around to it. But that trip to Iran and the recovery that followed set me back a little bit. Well, speaking of Iran, I opened up the Forward, which is the most prestigious Jewish newspaper in America this week. I'm going to read this to you, what they say. Groups indict Iran Prez. That's the headline. Well, here's what it said. Jewish leaders in New York announced last week an initiative to bring Iran's president to trial for inciting genocide. Now, Forward newspaper doesn't beat around the bush and say Zionist leaders in New York announced last week an initiative to bring Iran's president to trial for inciting genocide. They say Jewish leaders in New York. They say an all-star lineup of prominent politicians, lawyers, and Jewish leaders laid out the case against Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, noting his stated objective of quote-unquote wiping Israel off the map, his consistent denial of the Holocaust, and his country's pursuit of nuclear and ballistic missile capacity. Now, it's not committing genocide itself, that is, killing a group of people, but inciting genocide. That's what they're charging him with. They want him charged with. Ahmadinejad's incitement violates the 1948 UN Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, speakers said. The event at the New York County Lawyers Association was organized by the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. Even as speakers accused Ahmadinejad of violating the Genocide Convention, they also sought to lay the groundwork for a military strike if diplomacy and legal action don't derail Iran's quest for nuclear weapons. In addition to seeking an indictment of Ahmadinejad in the International Criminal Court, Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz disclosed that he and Erwin Kotler, a Canadian legislator and prominent human rights lawyer, were preparing a brief to justify military preemption if legal efforts don't work. Okay, there it is in black and white. The Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, which itself is an organization obviously representing most of the American Jewish organizations in this country, wants President Ahmadinejad tried for inciting genocide. Now, in this day and age, ladies and gentlemen, this Orwellian day and age where words are used and abused and meanings are consistently distorted, you know, I'm just afraid something like this could actually happen. They could actually kick up such a fuss that this could be used as some legal action against the president of Iran. Well, of course, you know, the president of Iran has never stated his objective for Israel to be wiped off the map, as it's been implied. I've said this on this program. Other far more learned and articulate people than I have pointed it out that what President Ahmadinejad said was that Israel, as the state that we know it today, should no longer be the organized entity that it is today. He's not talking about killing people. He's not talking about killing the people of Iran, the people of Israel, or raining bombs upon Israel. He has compared that what he believes should be the dissolution of Israel to, for example, the dissolution of the Soviet Union. But this matters not to these major American Jewish organizations. These major American Jewish organizations, it's interesting, they're concerned about Iran having nuclear capacity. So they want a war against Iran. Now, that war would mean death to the people of Iran. Well, that would be genocide, too. So, folks, if the leaders of the American Jewish community, represented by the Conference of the Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, are talking about genocide, they're talking about Ahmadinejad committing genocide. Well, they're talking about committing genocide too. So ladies and gentlemen, the leaders of the American Jewish community, and who do indeed represent a major portion of the American Jewish community, probably about 90 to 95% of the American Jewish community, they're advocating genocide. That's a crime, ladies and gentlemen. The American Jewish community is guilty of a crime. Now, this is a problem, ladies and gentlemen. They are trying to get our nation into a war. They are trying to provoke a war. They did it in Iraq. Now they want to do it in Iran. And a lot of people don't want to talk about it. They say, well, it's just the Zionists. Well, it isn't just the Zionists. It's the leaders of the American Jewish community, backed up by many people in the American Jewish community, people who aren't necessarily running around as members of the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, or even as officials in the Anti-Defamation League. Unless the American Jewish people reject their so-called leaders, then we have to lump them in with their leaders. It's that simple. And this is a problem. That's why good Jewish people need to stand up and say no more wars for Israel, because that's exactly what we have here. And here's the proof in black and white right here. Jewish leaders in New York, we're not talking about just a handful of fringe people. We're talking about the most respected, most influential, most powerful leaders of literally perhaps hundreds of Jewish organizations, many of which don't even include the subject of Israel per se in most of their lobbying and most of their public relations activities. So we're going to have to start talking in broader terms here now, because what we have here is a very, very serious threat to America's survival and really the survival of the world. And, you know, people don't like to think about that. But as I always say, you don't see the Chinese Americans lobbying for war against Iran, or the Serbian Americans, or the Croatian Americans, or the Italian Americans, or the Polish Americans. Where is the source of the trouble? Where is the source of the lobbying for war? Right here in black and white in the Forward newspaper in the December 22nd issue, ladies and gentlemen. Don't say Mike Piper said it. Forward said it. All right. We're going to a break. When we come back, we'll start off with the phone. You can call in here at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces. Black water. In short,
poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We have got a full lineup of callers here, so we're going to go right to the phone. Okay, first of all, we're going to America's heartland, and we're going to talk to Country Boy in Indiana. Country Boy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's cold and it's rainy out here, but I've got some camaraderie over the Internet.
All right.
Hey, whatever happened with your email on the Spotlight report a couple months ago? You said a virus got into it, and I was saying maybe by Christmas, so I'm still wondering.
Well, I tell you what's basically happened with that is that I just haven't gotten around to reformatting it yet, but I'm going to get around to it eventually. You know, I got tied up with getting ready for this trip to Iran, and I didn't mention it on the air, but I had had a potential another trip a couple weeks before that to another foreign land, and the scheduling, there were some problems with that. So basically, my day-to-day work has been on hold for about 6 or 8 weeks here for a variety of reasons.
Easy. Hire an assistant.
No. You know what? I once had an assistant years and years ago. I was working at Liberty Lobby, and they said, oh, you're too important and you're too busy to be doing this and that. You know, this is 25 years ago, I guess. Well, so they gave me an assistant, and, you know, I found out that most of the important work that I passed on to my assistant was passed on to a nearby desk drawer. Anyway, I am going to get around to that, Country Boy. I have to do some reformatting, and I actually may have some new information to add to it. So it'll be even better than it was a couple months ago when I first started talking.
Well, we want
about
you
it.
To get it out before somebody, one of your friends, put some polonium in your drink.
You know, in the old days, everybody worried about strontium-90, but now they worry about. Yeah, no, I tell you what, I don't think anybody's going to get me before that happens. So I'm not...
By the way, when you said Polish Americans, that was they've got a high school in Chicago called Marie Skłodowska Curie High School. Marie Curie was a Pole, and she helped discover that particular element.
So, now let me ask you a question: Was she Polish in the traditional sense that the Polish people think of themselves, or was she?
I believe she was born in Poland. What do you mean traditional sense?
Well, was she a Jew from Poland, or was she?
Oh, I don't know. That changes almost everything. She married a Frenchman, and I believe lived in France.
Yeah, well, I believe she was a Jew from Poland. I could be wrong about that, but that's why I just threw that out
I'll
there.
I'll tell you what. That's the first I've heard of that. I'll have to look up that on the internet. Of course, that's usually a badge of pride for any type of person, their accomplishment, to put them that they are a Jew, with the exception of Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Well, you know, that's in regard to Marie Curie. Yeah, that was something I'm pretty sure I read that some months ago, and it kind of came as a surprise to me at the time. So I'm really not sure. I'm really not sure. Well, there's something for both of us to occupy our times with in this cold days that we have here.
Let me suggest a topic for one of your shows.
Yeah,
how about doing one on the kosher tax?
That's a very interesting topic and
lucrative, and the average sheeple have no idea whatsoever.
That is a very, very interesting topic, and I've been compiling a file on that for a long, long time, and I actually have talked to somebody about that subject, and that person would probably be an ideal guest to bring on. I have to check with him and see if he wants to go public. He's a very successful businessman in the private arena, but he's been following that issue for a long, long time, and I don't know if he wants to risk his...
Well, I'll let him come on anonymously.
Well, I think they would know who he was. He's been under the radar for a long, long time. But
hey, another topic. Why don't you get Tex Mars or Mr. Crowley on John Heggie and these other Christian Judas goats?
You know, I tell you what, I just got a letter from Tex the other day, and I'm glad you remind me about that because I do want to get him on this show. And, you know, Dale Crowley was just in my office here just last couple days, and I'm going to have him on the program, too, because he has a very, very, very interesting story to tell about some events that have taken place in his life during the past year, and it's a pretty chilling story, really, when it comes right down to it. So I'll have to give Dale a call, maybe get him on the show this coming week, because there's a guy, Dale and his wife, Mary, are very, very fine people. We were talking the other day. I've known them for basically, I guess, almost 27 years now. And, you know, Dale is a very religious guy, but he's a very down-to-earth guy. And that's so good because, you know, a lot of people, frankly, you always get the image of preachers being self-righteous. Well, Dale Crowley ain't. He's a good man and a good friend of mine.
All right.
Hang on there, country boy. We're going to this break already. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be coming back in a minute. Stay tuned. And if you have problems with headaches, I got some news for you about headaches when you come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We should Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. As I told you, if you have headaches, a lot of people have headaches that bother them a lot. There is a cure. I call it a cure. They don't call it a cure, really. They don't want to call it a cure, but, you know, it is. It is another natural cure they're trying to keep secret from you. It's called Headache Stay Gone. It is the all-natural cure for headaches. And, you know, I told you, I've used it and it's worked for me, and I was just down at the American Free Press office today, and I found out that another person associated with American Free Press, Sharon Ellsworth, who handles our advertising there at that newspaper, Sharon has used Headache Stay Gone, and it works very, very effectively for her. So there you got two endorsements from two people to use the product, Headache Stay Gone. They've got a website at headachestaygone.com. Check it out, folks. We have Country Boy on the line here. Country Boy made reference to John Hagee, which reminds me to mention to you that last night, in response to a caller who brought up John Hagee, I, in answering him, was referring to Ted Haggard, who is this other Christian fundamentalist evangelist who recently got in trouble, but they are two distinct individuals, and that was my mistake. Is John Hagee and Ted Haggard?
Yes, but I would not classify him as a fundamentalist, but a evangelical. However, that would be a good question to ask Crowley. I have never heard Crowley audibly or on television. I have read his works, so I look forward to that please attempt to get a couple days' notice that you're having him on as a guest. And also, Hagee got this conversion when the IRS, he is a 501c3 tax-exempt religious charity. So they went down there and they started to give him problems. And then Hagee had some revelation that now the Jews were, they have another covenant with God, and therefore the Christians don't need to evangelize them. And then all of a sudden, he didn't have any problem with the IRS, and he started to go on this Zionist stint.
Isn't that funny how that stuff works?
Yeah. Instead of seeing the Bible, he saw persecution and dollar signs, so he went with the menorah.
With the menorah rather than that. That's exactly right.
Two other things. Why don't you get Dr. E.R. Fields to talk about the kosher tax?
You know, that's not a bad idea. You know, Ed has written some stuff on that in The Truth at Last. That's not a bad idea at all.
He ain't worried about being anonymous either.
And no, that's exactly right. You know, that's not a bad idea. I'll check with Ed Fields, see if he wants to come on and talk about it.
Well, you know what they say. I'll be one of the smartest men in an internment camp.
Well, I tell you what, I hope we go to the same camp together. We'd have a lot to talk about.
Hey, finally, I know that I have empathy with other callers. You know, this jingoist God Bless America, okay? That is unbiblical, and it's something like God is on our side. Let me give you the non-politically but biblically correct greeting of all time. Jesus bless the world. Specifically, God is Jesus. He blesses the world because it says, for God so loved the world, not for God so loved America, not for God so loved the United States, not for God so loved Israel, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Interesting little point there. I shouldn't say little point, big point. Very much so.
Have a holy Christmas.
All right. Thanks, country boy. Same to you. Always enjoy those calls from country boy. He knows what's going on, folks. Okay, let's go to another caller from Indiana. Keith from Indiana.
Whoa, country boy's theology was pretty bad. God still loved the world. He created, but he fell. You know, the world fell. That was 6,000 years ago. Hello, you know, the Bible describes an evil world all the way through it. He didn't pray for this world. He said, I pray not for this world. The other thing is, Christ never prayed once for a geopolitical nation. He never even prayed for his holy city, Jerusalem. He does not pray for anything political at all because he knows it's a cesspool.
Well, that's true enough.
Number two. Now, here's your fault and your problem. You want to hear four verses from Jeremiah?
Okay.
You want to? They're trying to take Christmas from you. Is that right, Michael?
Well, I always felt they were, yeah.
Well, Christmas isn't even Christian. Haven't you people gotten it yet? You're going to lead us out of this? You're
okay.
Not going to hear the word of God?
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Keith. You got the air. You got the floor here.
Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Of course, you have to know if you're an Israelite, which I am. I'm German and Irish. I'm Saxon, and I'm an Isaacson. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. Sound like a Christmas tree to you, Michael?
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like a Christmas tree. I always thought Christmas trees were a pagan introduction to the whole Christian.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay, tell us how it works.
Christ does not authorize us to take pagan customs and make them Christian. He said, you follow me. I'm giving you three basic ones, a Passover, Pascha in the Greek. Paul said, we keep the feast, the Pascha. We just don't do it under the ordinances of Moses. We do it under new ordinances, the ordinances of the administration of law. Then there's Pentecost and Tabernacles, the real Christ Mass, which was in the fall, the time of taxing, the harvest time. And we're agrarian. But he has no customs that we're supposed to keep in any ninth or tenth month. And yet we all do it because we're following priests of Baal. It's just like ancient Israel. They thought they were serving God and they were serving Baal, keeping the green tree customs. Christ is the green tree. He doesn't want us to do that. And Americans didn't do it from 1620 to about the Civil War, except Catholics, which I understand, I guess you are.
Now, where do you understand that from?
I thought I heard you say that. Am I wrong?
No, I never said that. I have never been a member of the Catholic Church. My father was a Catholic.
It was your guest. I'm sorry, it was your guest. He said he was Catholic, and I forget. It was a month ago or so, but I got that wrong. But either way, the Protestants are just a branch of the Catholic Church. They still go by the Nicene Creed, which left out the three most important things. You know what they are?
So tell us. I'm waiting to hear.
He's a covenant God. He's a God by contract. He made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their seed and no one else on the earth. Covenant God is number one. That's contract law. That supersedes all law. That's the weightiest matter of the law. Second is to love the brother as thyself. No usury. And all the other Ten Commandments, they still apply. Under the law of an unchanging God. They're teaching we're under grace. Law doesn't matter. They laugh at the law. And when you talk about it, they call you a legalist. And they're liars. False prophets.
Well, Keith, I tell you what, I have a lot of callers lined up here, and I must move on, but I understand where you're coming from. I respect that.
Well, let me just say this before you go.
Go ahead.
If there's a false Israel, and we know these Ashkenazi Jews are liars, right? The synagogue of Satan. They're a mongrelized, bastardized race. And they're very clever because they're of Esau. They're the house of Edom. But we know they're not Israel. But there is a true Israel. If they aren't them, then who's the true Israel? See, that's the question people should be asking. Who am I and who's my God? Am I an Israelite? This Bible's written to me. Let the sons of Ishmael have the Koran. Let the Ashkenazi Jews of the house of Esau, let them have their Talmud.
Well, let me ask you a question. What about the Sephardic Jews? Where do they fit into all this?
Well, read 2 Kings 18. They were taken from Babylon. And didn't Christ say, don't go to the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep in the house of Israel? They were moved into Samaria from Babylon, but they were a seed of the serpent. Back to Genesis 3:15.
Okay, Keith. All right. We've heard the word on Christmas here, so I guess let's stop saying Merry Christmas. Thanks for your call, Keith. Let's move on to Bob from Texas.
Hello?
Yes, Bob, come on up.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right. I guess you're gonna defy Keith and still cling to that old-fashioned Christmas tradition.
Yeah, I don't buy any of that pagan stuff. Christmas is Christmas.
Okay,
I have four things that I would like to give my opinion on four kind of scattered things.
Go right ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay, the first one is history revisionism in Dallas, Texas. If you look at a picture of the Daltex building, you'll see that they've removed the fire escapes from that building. They've redone it, and they took the Daltex building out of the shadows. And I think when they did that, they really changed the scene, and I think it was intentional.
Okay.
Two, you have a caller named Joe from Pennsylvania, I think, who, you know, is a very nice kid, and...
Oh yeah, high school, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he questions you about the Holocaust, you need to ask him why he does believe so strongly about it. And I would just like to make this point about the Holocaust: Israel expects us to believe their entire rendition of what happened during the Holocaust. Yet there are very few cases where they've been truthful in any other instance on the world stage. We don't even know if they have nuclear weapons or not. They can't even come out and state that, okay? They are totally deceptive in every other aspect of their government, yet when it comes to the Holocaust, we're supposed to believe them exactly and 100%, and they've instituted laws making it a crime against it. I say that is wrong. Israel has to earn that truth, you know? Okay.
Well, you know, that's a good point. And I'll tell you what, you know, I've mentioned this the last couple of days a couple of times, and I'm going to repeat it again. You know, that Holocaust conference in Iran was probably the first time in history where I have actually ever seen real live debate over the Holocaust. There were people at that conference who believe in the traditional version of the story. Now, the way the mass media in the United States portrayed it, everybody there at that conference was arguing, quote unquote, against the Holocaust. Not at all. So Bob, your point's very well taken. I think you're absolutely right. Israel's constantly lying and denying itself on major issues. Why should we trust their word on the Holocaust? You're absolutely right.
They have given us no reason to believe that what they say about the Holocaust is true.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, Bob.
And the third final thing is, I don't like to talk for Jesus very much because I don't consider myself a good representative for him, but I do want to say a few things right now about it. To me, you know, I don't know much about heaven, but what I do believe is true is if there is a heaven and you get to heaven, there won't be any deceived people in heaven.
Uh-huh.
The last place you'll find someone who was deceived is in heaven.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus, I consider Jesus was a truth seeker of his time, okay? He was a person that sought the truth. In his time, he actively participated in trying to find out what the truth was. And what he told us in his words is what he discovered, okay? And one of the things he said was, seek the truth and the truth will set you free. What he was saying, in my opinion, is don't sit back and let other people bring the truth to you, because that's where you're going to get deceived. That's what the whole mainstream media thing is about, okay?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That is deception incarnate, okay? People sit back and let other people bring their picture of the world to them as what is truth. Jesus knew that to find the truth, you have to actively participate in searching for it. And not only that, you can't even go to your pastor, because when you go to your pastor and accept the truth that he tells you, your pastor is just one of the multitude of false prophets that Jesus told you about. Jesus said this, you have to actively participate in searching out the truth. And if you find the truth, it will set you free. And that doesn't mean only reading the Bible. It means going over to the Middle East and seeing what's actually happening and comparing it to what we're being told on television. That's how you seek the truth.
I agree with you 100%, Bob. I agree. What can I say?
Okay. That's all I got to say.
All right. Appreciate your call, Bob. Always. All right, let's go to Jack from Arizona. Jack, what do you have to say?
Hello, Michael.
How are you tonight?
Pretty good, and I've got two or three things I'd like to get off my chest. But first of all, I'd like to wish you and everybody at AFP a blessed Christmas.
All right, I appreciate that. Same to you and your family.
Sure, thank you. Let me see where do I start. I just found out who did away with O.J.'s wife. It was the Jesuits.
The Jesuits. Okay, yep. Well, tell me why the Jesuits would want to do that. Maybe they did, but why'd they want to do it?
Because Eric Phelps said so.
Who
the hell is this guy? I mean, is there anybody from Jesus to Abe Lincoln to Kennedy to Donald Duck that the Jesuits didn't assassinate?
Well, I didn't know Donald Duck had been assassinated. I have to be honest.
Well,
about
there's
that.
A rumor about that. Yeah, you know. there's rumors about Walt Disney.
Okay.
But anyway, I've been hearing this guy on RBN, and I don't know if it's a put on or if the guy's Looney Tunes or what.
Well, you know, somebody asked me about him last night on this program, and I had done a. It was billed as a debate. I don't know exactly what it was, really, but he and I appeared on another program on this network some months ago, and I wanted to talk specifically about the subject of whether or not the Jesuits were responsible for the JFK assassination.
Right.
And,
right,
you know,
right.
in that particular realm, I discovered that he simply didn't have a lot of his basic facts straight about some particular aspects of the Kennedy assassination. So in that area, I know he's completely off base. Now, whether he's right about the Jesuits being behind this conspiracy A or conspiracy B or conspiracy C, I really can't say. But I know that in the one area there where I do know something about the subject matter, he's way off base.
Right.
So you know, I guess you know, it's a case of. Others need to look into other aspects of what he's saying, you know. And you know, I don't dispute the idea that the Jesuits have been responsible for some bad things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm sure they have been. I don't know specifically anything they've been behind, but I mean, when I hear that the Jesuits, and I've heard him say that the Jesuits are behind abortion in this country and that the Catholic Church is promoting abortion, that kind of doesn't ring true to
me. You know, I have a sneaking suspicion that there's some connection between him and good old Israel and the Mossad. I'm beginning to think that.
I don't personally think that myself. There's a lot of people out there who are out there spreading disinformation who, yes, they are very definitively connected to the Mossad,
yes,
or connected to Israeli propaganda operations. I don't think that about Mr. Phelps. I think he actually believes what he says, but a lot of what he says just simply isn't true.
Can I hold on?
Yeah, hang on for the break there, Jack. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headaches Dagon, a real live, all-natural cure for headaches. It works for me, and I hope it will work for you, so try it out. Website is headachesdagon.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. A very cold evening here in Washington, D.C. We're wrapping up this hour on this Thursday night. We've got Jack from Arizona on the line. Jack, Mr. Phelps, after he and I had that debate, he said that he's convinced that I'm not a Zionist agent, a Jesuit agent. So
did he actually say that?
More or less, yeah. He said Mr. Piper is a liar who is working for the interests of the Jesuit order or something like that.
You know, this stuff is unbelievable. But anyway, another little topic. You know, there's so much talk these days about how the ADL and Jewish judges and lawyers want to get rid of nativity scenes, et cetera, from Christmas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people remember or realize that back in the, as far as my memory recalls, back in the late 40s, 48, 49, 50, they did manage to take Christ out of Christmas because it became the thing to say around Christmas time, Merry Xmas. Do you remember that?
Well, I don't. I remember that was introduced. I wasn't around in 49 and 50 in that era, but...
Well, I was a small kid, but I, as a matter of fact, I remember I've heard recordings of Bob Hope entertaining troops at Christmas time.
Okay.
And he ended the show by saying, Merry Xmas. Now, I wonder if the Jesuits did that.
That sounds like a Jesuit plot to me.
Well, I talked to a lot of people, and they don't seem to remember that, but there were people. They were saying, Merry X-mas.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I it's interesting you bring that up, because I remember as a small child in the early 60s seeing department stores having signs about Xmas, sales, you know, and advertising in the paper.
In the 60s?
Yeah, and I remember, it's funny, I hadn't thought about this probably since the 1960s, but I remember saying to my mother, why don't they say Christmas? Why do they say Xmas? And she didn't really have any explanation one way or another,
right.
But I subsequently learned that Xmas was this very subtle and very, well, maybe not so subtle.
Not so
way.
Subtle.
Yes, exactly. Taking Christ out of Christmas.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And not many people, I don't remember people talking about it at the time. It's like, I don't know, like they accepted it.
This is exactly, you know, what they do to us in so many other areas, in so many ways, that they just automatically impose the agenda upon us at every given opportunity,
yep,
such that you become so accustomed to it that,
yep,
you don't even think anything about it.
That's right.
And that is actually, in its own way, quite subtle, but not so subtle.
By the way, did you ever get to see this movie, Borat?
No, I do want to see that movie, unfortunately.
Okay. It'll be an eye-opener.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I almost went to see it one weekend after someone had talked about it here on the show. And I said to myself, no, I'm not going to subject myself to that, and instead went to another film instead.
Well, the unbelievableness of it, it's just another thing to add up to your conclusions about these people will absolutely stop.
And you know, that films like that have infected our popular culture. I mean, that's a money-making film. I mean,
The people were roaring with laughter.
That worries me, Jack.
Yep.
Jack, have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right, thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this hour is up. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring aboard, but we're going to be here tomorrow night and for a long, long time, I hope so. Stay tuned. If you don't manage to tune in tomorrow night, do have a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Let me say it again. Merry Christmas. You know, I said Merry Christmas to somebody the other day and thought maybe I shouldn't have said it. That's how bad it's become. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening. Stay safe.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.